Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
What five things have you already accomplished that you're proud of? Next question. What do you want in the next 10 years? I want you to make a list of at least 50 items. Now, this is not what you think you can get. This is what you want. If everything fell into place and you could have anything you wanted in the next 10 years, what would that list be? Not something you think you can earn, not something you think you can buy, not something you think you can, you know, finally be so successful you can get. This is what would really do it for you the next 10 years. I want you to make this list. And here's the deal now. I want you to put each item one under the other, not side by side, but one under the other, and make as long a list as you possibly can in the time I'm going to give you. One underneath the other, because we're going to do some things with this list when you finish. Okay? Just start writing now as fast as you can. Abbreviate where you can. Make a longer list. If something's private, put it in code so nobody could figure it out if they got a hold of this list. One underneath the other. As fast as you can write. Just let your dreams, okay, run free here. Not what you think you can get, but what you want. If everything fell into place and you could have whatever you wanted the next 10 years, what would that be? Little things, major things. Insignificant things, doesn't matter. Just make the list. Places you want to visit. I've been to a lot of countries, but I got a long list of countries I haven't been to yet. Last year I checked Cyprus off my list. What countries haven't you been to that you'd like to visit the next 10 years? Cities you'd like to visit. I've never been to Venice. I've been around the world and all over Italy, and I've never been to Venice, so it's on my list. I haven't been to Egypt. I haven't been to Saudi Arabia. You'd think I've been everywhere, you know? 39 years. Not yet. What experiences would you like to have in the next 10 years? Parachute out of an airplane, star in a movie, play in a rock and roll band, win a gold medal in the Olympics, start a new family, try a new sport. What do you want for your children? That's a whole list in itself. Education, places you want to take them. What new skill would you like to learn over the next 10 years? When I started learning new skills at age 25, it changed my life. I learned sales, multiplied my income by 5 first year. I learned how to find good people, recruiting, multiplied my income some more. I learned how to organize, learned how to promote, rewarding people for small steps of progress. I became so good at that, my income went crazy. Maybe you'd like to give seminars, write some books. The next 10 years, some things right away, within the next year, some on out there. Benevolence goals. Maybe you've got a long list of projects you'd like to support. Now, this is not what you think you can do. This is what you'd really like to do. Mark Hughes had a passion for helping kids that had drug problems. 1 year he gave $8 million. $8 million. When I first met him, he couldn't give $800. Finally, he could give $8 million. Andrew Carnegie said, I'm going to spend the first half of my life accumulating money, and I'm going to spend the last half of my life giving it all away. That's big time. In the first half of his life, he accumulated $400 million, which back then was a lot of money. Guess what he did the last half of his life? He gave it all away. So keep your list going. What's got you turned on? Maybe you've been turned off until you got here this weekend. I want you to start working on turning your lights on for accomplishments. You can't believe what you can accomplish if you'll just work hard on this listening. You know, it's amazing how adults have, you know, a problem with this, right? Let's see. And kids don't have any problem. They'd be asking for extra sheets of paper by now. I mean, you know, kids say, you mean anything I want the next 10 years? Yes, write it all down. They would go like crazy. A cabin in the mountains, an upstairs maid, a cook, a chauffeur. How about your investments, properties? One of my goals was someday to be financially independent. We're going to talk about that a little later. My father convinced me years and years ago that someday I should be debt-free. Owe no one anything. My mother and father practiced that. When I inherited the estate, all the lands and the house and the buildings and the things and the cars and everything, guess how much was owing when I inherited it all? Zero. Not one penny. Everything free. It is a glorious feeling for no one to have a claim on anything you got. Maybe you want to be in the top 10 in wealth. Is Bill Gates still number one? The top 10 or the top 20? I mean, you know, whatever. Maybe you're working on a new invention. Congratulations. Someday, who knows? Make a list of your health goals. Got to have a good physical support system over the next 10 years. How healthy do you want to be? Eliminate some illnesses. Eliminate some weaknesses. Get strong for competition in the 21st century. One of my goals was to have a residence in each season, for each season. Finally, check that off my list. So I could spend winter here and summer here, autumn here, spring here. Residence for each season. An apartment in Manhattan. A ranch in Brazil. What would really do it for you the next 10 years? Some goals for your career, your business. I put a little revenge on my first list. Some of the people that said I couldn't do well, they were on that first list. Couldn't wait to get my new car, drive it up on their lawn, and say, oh, pardon me, here's the money to have it fixed. I mean, I had some stuff on my list, something that would give you incredible satisfaction. Old Testament, God says, vengeance is mine, all mine. No wonder he wants it all. It feels so good. If I was God, I'd want it all. What would really do it for you? Some scores to settle, gently but deliberately. My Japanese friend, Toru Ikeda, San Jose, California, put on his first list a Caucasian gardener. I thought, hey, that's good, Toru. What would do it for you? A hobby you'd like to start? Collecting. New car? Become a race driver? I got this neat little motorhome, right? Put the dirt bike on the back. Away I go. I'm now putting a fax machine in my motorhome so I can be a little more in touch even when I'm gone. Here's my new mode for the future. In touch and out of reach. That's the new deal. So yes, you can, right? You can contact him, but you can't find him for a while. He's gone. So, you know, what is your goal for the future? To get away, something that would really serve you well in terms of refreshing, change of pace, skills you want to help teach your children. I taught my girls how to swim, how to dive. Such great satisfaction when they used to say, watch me, Daddy. Watch me. Look how good I am. You taught me. Watch me. Got a good phrase for you. This is a good one to put in here. All life seems to wish to reward its benefactor. All life wishes to reward its benefactor. If you take especially good care of the flowers, they will bloom especially bright for you. If you teach your children, they will want to show off for you. Daddy, look how good I am. All life takes delight in rewarding its benefactor. What classes would you like to teach? My friend Lydia Cologne, who 20 years ago invested a dollar, now she's a millionaire. One of her specialties is helping young parents do a little marriage counseling. Right? Some of those early years, right? 2, 3, 4, 5 years, those early years are pretty tough to get through. What specialty would you like to learn? Make a contribution to society. Make a contribution to your community. Does most everybody have a list of 50 now? Okay, that's almost everybody. Okay, now put a little star there, right, that says you can continue this list. This doesn't mean this is all you get. Say, no, This is just to get you started, because I promise you, when you get back home, you'll think of 50 more and 50 more and 50 more that you couldn't think of while you were here, and this list can grow and grow and grow. Now, here's what this also means. If you have a lot more time than we have today, you can take plenty of time to just have people make as long a list as, you know, possible. Okay, now we're gonna do some things with this list. Here's the next exercise. I want you to look at each item on this list you've made and give each item a number. The number being a 1, 3, 5, or 10. And this is why. I want you to look at an item and say, I think that would take about 1 year. Another item, you say, I think that would take about 3 years. Another item, I think that would take 5. And another item, looks like that's going to take 10. Give each item now a number of what you think it might take to achieve that goal. A 1, a 3, a 5, or a 10. Just somewhere close. Doesn't have to be exact. That's about a 1. That's about a 3-year goal. That's about a 5-year goal. That's about a 10-year goal. If it's less than 1 year, just make it a year. If it's more than 10, just make it 10. 10 plus. So running a marathon. Now, as soon as you've given each item a number, I want you to now go through and count them. How many 1s? How many 3s? How many 5s? How many 10s? And then just make a little list of those numbers. How many 1s, 3s, 5s, 10s? This is going to be interesting. How many of you had no 10-year goals? Okay, quite a few, right? Isn't that interesting? Here's what that means. You're not thinking out that far. You're thinking more short-term than long-term. If someone had 0, someone had 14, that's a lot of difference in thinking long-range. So that's all that's for, is just to help you to think more long-range. Okay, now, make these notes. When you've accomplished some goals, you need some more to accomplish. Next, it's very important when you reach a goal that's significant or important to you to celebrate. So just jot that down. Celebrate a significant accomplishment. Or it doesn't have to be that significant. If it's important to you, you know, it doesn't have to be world-changing or life-changing. If it's just a goal that's really important to you, you finally reached it. Celebrate. Now, hopefully on your list of goals, you had some family goals. And if the family together finally reaches a goal, jot this down. Celebrate with the family. And if you're checking it off, let each member of the family put their check mark on this goal, because the whole family worked on this one. Now, here's what this will do. It will help each member of your family to make a longer list of goals. Wow, if we can accomplish this, think of what else we could do. The same is true of you individually. When you accomplish something, check it off, celebrate. It'll help you to grab your lists, wherever it is, and say, hey, if I can get here, I can double that original list. So celebration creates excitement to develop a longer list. You also need goals ongoing. When the early astronauts went to the moon, some of them, when they came back from the moon, had psychological problems. Some of them drank too much, got into other difficulties. And one of the reasons is, where do you go now that you've been to the moon? So here's what they did later. They made sure that the astronauts later who came back from the moon had plenty of projects to keep them busy after they had been to the moon. And the same is true of you and me. Goals, after you've reached them, another list. After you've reached those, another list. My father lived to be 93. You can't imagine the goals he had. One of his goals when he was 92 was to get his driver's license renewed. Guess what he got it renewed for? 4 years. At age 92, he got his driver's license renewed for 4 years. Now, he didn't live long enough to, if he'd have thought about it more, I think he would have lived 2 or 3 more years just to make sure he filled all that out. Unbelievable. So, goals to replace goals that you've achieved, on and on, the rest of your life. Because the philosophy we discussed yesterday was what? How far should you go? Far as you can. How many books should you read? As many as you can. How many friends should you make? As many as you can. How much should you earn? As much as you can. That's it. What should you try to be? All you possibly can. And that's the purpose of this exercise, is just to stretch you, get you to think, get you to wonder, get you to ponder. I wonder what might be possible. If I could get everything I wanted, what would that be? Now, here's the next exercise. Okay, jot down the question. On your list of 1 year goals, which are the 4 most important? So now I want you to go back over your 1 year goals and pick out the 4 most important. Now, if you've only got 4 now, this is an easy exercise. But you might add some more to your 1 year list if you haven't got enough. And then pick out the 4 most important. This is what turned me on at age 25. Goals for accomplishment and personal progress. Once the fires were lit for me, I'm telling you, they have never gone out. Since I was 25 years old, no one has ever said to me, when are you gonna get going? When are you gonna get off the couch? When are you gonna get off the... I've never heard that since I was 25 and got all this taken care of. Here's what I've heard since I was 25. When are you gonna slow down? You can't visit that many countries. You're going to have a heart attack and die. By the way, you might stop and jot these notes down. Here's two excellent questions to jot down. And this is for mature people now, because these are kind of tough questions, especially one. Here's the first question. What's got you turned on? That's a good list to make. Here's what's got me turned on. Here's what's got me up early, staying up late, maximizing my abilities all day long. Here's the list of what's got me turned on. Now here's the next question. What's got you turned off? How come you don't have the zest and the vitality and the appetite for daily accomplishment? I started making a list of the things that had me turned off. And once I got that settled and then started making a list of what had me turned on and what would turn me on in the future, I'm telling you, my life has never been the same. It was like a revolution, a personal revolution, a 180-degree turn. I can't say it strong enough. It's easy to get lazy in designing the day and designing the year and designing the future and designing what you want to accomplish and just cross your fingers and hope it'll all work out, that the favorable winds will blow it all your way. I'm telling you, it's not gonna happen. So this is the part of the exercise. It's just, you know, buckling down, making this list. And you got to continue this long after we've, you know, turned out the lights and we've all gone home. Keep this up. And one of the best ways to keep it up, I've already covered yesterday, is what? Teach it. Key is to teach it. Jan was right. You don't need recognition. Just go give everybody you can think of that deserves it recognition. And your own self-satisfaction is recognition enough. If they never put a crown on your head, who cares? Okay,
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Four most important one-year goals. Have you got those identified? Okay, now here's the next exercise. This will take now just a little bit of time. And the question is, why? Why are those four goals important to you? Because the why is very important, and I'm going to give you some notes on that a little bit later. So just start a little paragraph, why those four goals are important to you. And then we'll put a little star there that says, continue this later. This is a good question to ask kids. Kids said, here's what I'd like to have, and you say, why is that? And if they can start describing the why. So now make these notes. Put a little star there now. And that star means that, you know, you can add to it later. So make these notes now. Here's the first one. When the why gets stronger, the how gets easier. When the why gets big, powerful, strong, how seems to be so much easier. Without a strong enough why, the how seems to be too difficult almost to accomplish. See, how do you manage your time? Hey, if you had strong and powerful enough goals, you'd figure out how to manage your time. You'd get a book on the subject. You know, you'd do something to manage your time if it was worth it. If it's not worth it, you know, why would you bother studying the art of managing your time if it really doesn't matter? But if it really mattered in the accomplishment of your goals and why you wish to accomplish them, see, you can do anything. You can get up any hour, read any book, take any class, make any change, develop any skill, do any discipline. I mean, you can do it all. When this how and the why, or when the why starts to grow, the how gets simple. Excellent question to ask children. Why? What for? Little note. Maybe one of your goals was to have a $1 million home on the hill overlooking Snake River Valley. That'd be a good goal. A $1 million home. Here's the next question. What for? What for? I mean, a house is a house is a house with bricks and wood and walls and roof. Key, yes, $1 million home. That'd be wonderful, but what for? So now jot this down. Purpose is stronger than object. The object would be the house, and that'll pull. That's a worthy goal to go for, the object of the house. But here's a stronger goal, the purpose for the $1 million home. You say, well, it'll be the centerpiece of all the family's activity with all kinds of unique people coming and going and the influence and things will be happening in this place. See, now we're getting somewhere. So if you got that line, it's one of my best for the whole day. Purpose is stronger than object. It's okay to have plenty of objects to go for on your goal list. But always keep asking yourself the question, and sometimes it's good to just write it out. Here's why I want this money. Here's why I want this place. Here's why. And you start developing those reasons. And I'm telling you now, this starts to become incredibly powerful. Now here's some more notes. Some of your goals should be personal development. The person you wish to become. Develop skills that make you attractive to the marketplace. Develop the temperament and the attitude that makes you attractive to the business world. The attitude and the temperament that makes you a splendid father, studying the art. Because here's what's important. It's not what you get that makes you valuable. It's what you become that makes you valuable. I keep saying this year after year for the last 39 years publicly. It's the person you become. The idea of becoming an attractive person, a skillful person, a good friend, a good colleague, a good partner, a good member of the round table, a contributor. See, that's the key, the person you become. Okay, now here's the next exercise. Isn't this good stuff? I mean, I'm telling you, this stuff changed my life, altered the course of my life, from milking cows to sitting on this stool. Incredible. What a journey. And part of the explosive stimulation started when I met Earl Schoaf, and he asked me, have you got a list of goals? And I said, no. And he said, then I can guess your bank balance. I thought, whoa. I immediately started studying the art, and the art and the accomplishments of it helped to change my life. Now, here's the next exercise. I want you to look now at the whole list that you've written and the exercises we've done. Now I want you to answer this question. What kind of person must I become to achieve all I want? And I'll give you time to write that down now. What kind of person must I become to achieve all I want? Now we've got two things working. What you become helps you to achieve, and what you achieve helps you to become. And the more you become, the more you can achieve, and the more you achieve, the more you can become. Who knows which affects the other the most? So now just write this exercise. Start with a few sentences. We won't have time for you to, you know, take a lot of time, but just start with a few sentences. Your concept of the person you think you must become to achieve what you want. This is time for a little truth. Maybe you need to become much wiser than you are at the moment. You need to become stronger. You need to have better health. Maybe you need a little coaching to really become the person I want to become. I'm going to have some coaching. Physical coaching, spiritual coaching, developing skills coaching. To be the influence you want to be, you got to build an incredible reputation. What kind of person must I be to attract all that I want in my life and the people that I want and the opportunities that I want? When you knock on the door and opportunity opens, you must stand there as a very attractive person, or you may not be invited. One of the most mysterious and unique phrases that Jesus ever used. Here's what he said. I stand at the door and knock. And if you opened the door, would you probably invite him in? This extraordinary person. You say, wow, yeah. And he said, if you invite me, I'll come in. We'll sit down, talk things over. For you to be that kind of attractive person, that if you knocked on the door of opportunity and it opened and you stood there, would you be the kind of person that opportunity would say, come right in and sit down and let's talk about the future? What kind of person? Okay. Now put a little star there, and what the star means, right, is to finish this exercise later. Now if you're working, right, in a workshop where you've got plenty of time, you just, you know, take a little more time for some of these exercises. Make these notes. The key is to put everything on your list. Now the key is to take it out of your head and put it on paper. You know, you can dream about what you want, but when you start committing it to paper, now it more formalizes. Information now starts to make a composite of an idea. And ideas can turn into hotels, ideas can turn into enterprises, ideas can turn into a fabulous career. We need the information, we need the stimulation. But then you'll learn now later to start putting everything on your list. Now, jot this down. It's very important, if something's not that important to you, to take it off your list. You don't have to accomplish this whole list. But if you had 100 items on your list and you accomplished 80, who cares about the other 20? If you got the biggest share of what you went for, wouldn't that be enough? And the answer is probably yes, it'd be overwhelming. So you can rearrange this list, you can change it, you can tear it up and start over. You can say, oh, you know, last year I thought this was so important. That's not important to me anymore. The things I've learned in the last 12 months, I've changed my whole goal list. I thought this was so it. Okay, now here's the next note, and we're wrapping it up now. Here it is. There's two great words of antiquity everybody should learn. Here they are. One's positive and one's negative. And we studied a bit about that yesterday. Positive, negative. Here's the positive word from antiquity. Behold. That's the positive word. Behold the possibilities. Behold the opportunity. Behold the future and give it design. Behold and look at the chances you've got. Behold, spring has come. Behold, the day has arrived and the sun is shining and the shadows are fleeing away. Behold, the next person you can meet might be your friend for life. Behold, the next person might be a colleague forever. Behold, that's the positive word, behold. Now, here's the negative word, beware. Now I want to give you a sentence to jot down that's very valuable for this weekend session. Here's what it is. Beware of what you become in pursuit of what you want. Beware. All of our lives, we have to deal with behold and beware. When a kid goes to school, it's behold the opportunity and beware the dangers. Behold and beware. So beware of what you become pursuing what you want. Some things I went for in the very beginning cost me too much. I got so obsessed with some things that I found out later the price was too big to pay. If I would have known better, I never would have paid. But sometimes we learn when. So don't become so obsessed with something that you lose your sense of reason or it costs you your friends. Don't be so obsessed with something that you compromise your virtues and your values. The story says Judas got the money. You say, well, that's a success story. No. It's true, 30 pieces of silver was a sizable sum of money, but it was not a success story. His name was Judas. Doesn't that ring a bell? It makes all the difference in the world. Judas got the money. Here's something interesting about the story of Judas. After he got the money, he was unhappy. Someone says, well, if you had a fortune in your hand, why would you be unhappy? And here's the key. He was not unhappy with the money. He was unhappy with himself. Here's a key phrase. The greatest source of unhappiness is self-unhappiness. It's not from outside the things that make us unhappy. The greatest devastating unhappiness is to be unhappy with yourself. Now, a mild form of unhappiness is constructive. The desperate form of unhappiness is destructive. It's like worry. We should all worry a little, but not let it destroy our lives. If you're in New York about to step off the curb in downtown Manhattan and the yellow taxi's coming, best you worry enough to get your feet back up on the curb lest you get yourself wiped out. So it's called caution, but not undue caution. It's called fear and worry, but not the worry that kills you, not the worry that destroys you. It's like hate. You know, you don't need to hate your job. Save your hate for the important things like evil, like the weeds that attack your garden, like the diabolical ideas that try to entice your children. You don't need to hate everything. I hate this, I hate that. That's the misuse of your hate. Save it for the things we really must hate. But this is so important now to beware. Judas was so unhappy, he tried to take the money back. They said, heck with you, we got what we wanted, you got what you wanted out. They threw him out with his money. Now he becomes so desperate, he goes out and hangs himself for what he did. He became a traitor. So that's the caution now. If Judas could speak back to us in any kind of clear language, here's what he might say. Beware of what you become in pursuit of what you want. Don't sell out. It's not worth it. And now here's the last note. If you'll start this glorious journey of being meticulous, deliberate, and hardworking about setting your goals for the day, setting your goals for the month and the year, setting your goals for your family and yourself and your business and your colleagues, start thinking forward. Here's what you will become. A major contributor, not only to yourself, but a major contributor to others. And that's exactly what you want. Here's another little subject before we quit this now. I just mentioned it a little earlier before we started this class. Jot this down on personal development. This is especially for married people that have children. If you're married and you have children, I got some great advice for you. Here's the best I can give you. I'm not a counselor, but this is great stuff. Here's number one. If the parents are okay, the kids are okay. Chances are high. Odds are high. If the parents are okay, the kids are okay. Your own self-development is the best contribution you can give to your children. Not self-sacrifice, self-development and contribution. Self-sacrifice usually earns contempt. Self-development and self-investment earns respect. I used to use the old phrase, I'll take care of you, you take care of me. I found out how short-ended that was. I changed it, and Bob Cummings, the old movie star, helped me to change it. Here it is, I'll take care of me for you. If you'll take care of you for me. The best contribution I can make to you, if you're my friend, is my personal development. What if I become 10 times wiser, 10 times stronger, 10 times better, 10 times more unique? Think of what that will do for our friendship. If the parents multiply their own personal value by 2, by 3, by 5, by 10, what would that do for their children? Wow. If the parents are happy, I'm telling you, the kids will be happy. If the parents engage in unique lifestyle, don't miss anything. Drink deep of the cup of whatever's available. I'm telling you, if the parents are okay, the kids are probably gonna be okay. Wow. If you're on an airplane, the stewardess says, if we run out of oxygen, these masks are gonna drop down. And then she says, make sure you take care of your children first. No. Would you underline no? Would you underline no? No. Have you got that? You should take care of your children first. No. It says, put your mask on first. You take care of yourself first. Then you assist your children. And I just mentioned that would be a good title of a book, wouldn't it? For parents, put your mask on first. Isn't this good information? The best contribution to your company is your self-development. The best contribution to your husband or your wife is your personal development. To become all you can become, as wise as you can and as kind as you can and as unique as you can, that's the best contribution. Not self-sacrificing, self-development and self-investment. Maybe that little talk might be worth the price of the weekend for the time and the money. It was helpful for me. Here's one more on that. With your family or whatever decisions you have to make, if you've made the decision, best decision you can, but it's going to cause some pain, here's what you must learn to do. Accept the pain, but not the guilt. There's part of our head sometimes that tries to make us feel guilty if we've made a decision that's been painful, not just for us, but maybe even for other people. But it had to be made. So here's the key to accept the pain, but not the guilt. Because it's not pain that destroys you. Isn't that goal-setting session fantastic? I mean, this is life-changing stuff.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.